Hello, I'm Steve Ashley, and on this week's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes, I'm highlighting the music of Phil Kelsall, MBE. This year marks the 40th anniversary of Phil Kelsall's association with the Tower Ballroom in Blackpool. Phil took over the reins of principal organist from Ernest Broadbent in 1977, upon the latter's retirement due to ill health. His principal role, of course, is to provide music for dancing. So, in that vein, here's the tango La Composita. Composita, composed by a Uruguayan, Geraldo Matos Rodriguez, in 1916, his most famous of many tangos that he composed and a perennial favourite of the Tower dancers. That record is dated from 1987, and Phil has issued at least one CD per year since then. One of Phil Kelsall's 1988 offerings, issued on the budget Conifer label, was Unforgettable Hits of the 50s, which was mostly medleys in the style of Blackpool organists before him. This is a trio of three notable songs from that melodic era: Three Coins in the Fountain, Arrivederci Roma, and Volare. Thank you. One of the reasons that I've been an enthusiast of theatre pipe since a teenager is the fact that it keeps alive much music that would otherwise have been forgotten. One such is this next track from Phil, which he recorded in 1989. In 1926, Ronald Gourley, a noted radio personality of the day, composed a delightful novelty that has become a staple of the entertaining organist repertoire, the Dickie Bird Hop. The Dickie Bird Hop, for which lyrics were written by Leslie Saroney, or Saroney, depending on your proclivities, and which Gracie Fields recorded for Regal Xenophone in 1938. While most of Phil Kelsall's recordings feature the Tower Wurlitzer or an electronic organ, there have been a few releases of him playing away, if you'll forgive the expression. One such release featured the ex-Ritz Chatham Wurlitzer in the Buttermarket Shrewsbury and was edited from a concert promoted by the Shropshire Theatre Organ Trust. This is Mac Gordon and Harry Warren's 1942 Glenn Miller hit, Serenade in Blue. One of Phil's earliest tracks for EMI, The Liberty Bell, originally released on LP in 1979, but reissued on a very best-of double CD on the EMI Gold label in 2005. When not scheduled to play the Tower, Phil Kelsall is naturally in great demand for concerts around the United Kingdom. Fortunately, he has the team of Chris Hopkins, David Lobban, John Bowdler, Mark Spate and Mark Allen to assist. And indeed, Phil's touring season lasts from October to May, giving him the opportunity to play and record other instruments. This is Phil and the Worthing Assembly Hall Wurlitzer with the Hawaiian Wedding Song. I would be remiss if I didn't include a track recorded by Phil on an electronic, since many of his albums have featured the Yamaha FX20 and, more currently, a Technics SX-FA1. This is from 1993. Phil Kelsall with his Yamaha and a medley of World War II songs played in Mayfair Quickstep tempo, which is a little slower than the Ballroom Quickstep. Thank you. we're going to hang out the washing on the Siegfried Line. I've got sixpence as I go rolling home. And 5 minutes more. Phil Kelsall playing a Yamaha FX20. Back to pipes for my last selection today. And I'm staying with the dance tempos, except that this is a St. Bernard's Waltz, a dance popular at ballroom parties as well as with sequence dancers worldwide. In the good old summertime, Tulips from Amsterdam, By the Side of the Zuider Zee, and Mother McCree, the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer, played by Phil Kelsall. In 1993, Phil was awarded the coveted Gold Badge Award from the British Academy of Songwriters, Composers and Authors, for which fellow recipients include Jules Holland and Shirley Bassey. Then, in 2010, he was honoured to receive an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honour List for his services to music, joining two other Tower recipients, Reginald Dixon and former Tower Circus ringmaster Norman Barrett. And, as I mentioned at the start of today's show, Phil celebrates his 40th year as principal organist at the Tower, and there will, of course, be a celebration concert to be held on June 18th. Full details are available on the Blackpool Tower website. That's all from me, Steve Ashley, and Hot Pipes this week. Please join me again at the same time on this same station for more great theatre pipe entertainment. Bye for now.